Lanelsa Williams.
Okay.
Just for the record, would you state, again, state your name and ADC number?
Lanelsa Williams, 28114.
Before I go forward with this hearing, I do take note, Ms. Williams, that according to information we have, you're going to be out come Sunday at any rate. So would it be in your best interest to clear your number, or do you want to go through the full hearing? Sunday's your last day. 16th is your last day, 16th of October. You will be dismissed from Perryville. So shall we clear your number or not?
Yes.
Okay, but we still got to go through the process, so just bear with me for a few moments. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a one allegation on your warrant, and based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on September the 28th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes.
And on there stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may I assume that you are representing yourself today?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today. To my far left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my right, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Osborne. He's serving as your, as the representative of Department of Corrections as well as the parole office today. Ms. Williams and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do, sir.
Thank you. As I indicated, ma'am, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads, that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report in person to the MRPO, that's the Maricopa Regional Parole Office, no, that's the Mesa Regional Parole Office at 460 North Mesa Drive in Mesa, Arizona, within one working day after your release. On or about June the 30th, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in the stronger from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, ma'am. And so now I'm going to move this forward, and this will, very shortly we will bring your hearing to an end. Based upon the admission of Ms. William, I move to find that she violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And based upon the information contained in warrant number 2017W2377 and the request of Ms. Williams to kill her number, I further move to revoke her community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, hold one second, ma'am. Let me do this little paperwork, and then you will be just waiting for Sunday to get there. And okay, give me one second. We'll be waiting on Sunday to get there. And okay. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. What that means is that now, come Sunday, that is October the 16th. You will be leaving Perryville, you will be out of prison, and you will no longer, when you get out, you won't have a parole officer. You will be on your own. Do you understand, ma'am?
Yes.
And good luck, and your hearing is over, and we know you're going to be successful in the future. Thanks so much for your participation.
Okay.
And please put the CO3 back on.
Okay.